Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
From the Chicks Talking Footy team. Welcome back from the boundary, Beck.
I ran from the boundary. I was hoping one of the scouts might have seen me.
I've never seen you run that fast.
Oh, no, I think I'm destined for a career in AFLW. Watch this space.
You could become Specky Becky.
I already am. It's trending on Twitter.
Hashtag Specky Becky. Now, we have two fabulous guests with us today. One is Michelle Shepherd from Bulldogs Pride, and we also have Rochelle, just to confuse you, from the Carlton Pride group. Now, to give you a bit of background, a lot of LGBTI supporter groups have formed alongside their clubs. I think there's now 15 out of 18 LGBTI supporter groups. Queensland lagging behind a bit. What is the purpose of LGBTI supporter groups, you think, Michelle?
The premise of it is actually create a safe space for us to go to. As I've shared before in the past on your show before, was that myself as a trans woman going to a game in general, it didn't feel safe. I remember going on a train home with my kids and people pointing out that I was a trans woman on the train and very uncomfortable, and you're around a bunch of drunk people, you don't know really what's going to happen, and what do you do? So I stopped going to games, and I got involved with another footy group, which was the Purple Bombers, which an amazing organization as well to be part of. But I was an ongoing Bulldog supporter, and so I came to the club, and the club were amazing. They're like, yes, what can we do? How can we do this? And they just grabbed by the horns and ran with it.
I think that's right. We're looking for somewhere where we can be included and not just stand in the outer on by yourself. I pretty much said stop going to the football, and then till I transitioned. And when I was looking ahead, I wanted somewhere safe to be able to go.
And what is it about the groups that have made you feel safer at the football? Is it that you've got people to come along to the games with?
Oh, most definitely. Look, the problem we face as a trans community is once we come out, a lot of times we're on our own. We're trying to figure out how to dress, how to just even socialize, in our cases, as women. And we really stand out as trans women. And to go and come to a game with people that accept us, with people that want us around, have a drink again, and just be a normal human being, it just brings you back quality of life.
And it's a group that you can easily be accepted within. Most of last year I was in the closet, but I came under the committee of Carlton Pride and mixed with Carlton Pride, and they were so accepting, and they just helped me through progress.
Fantastic. I know the boys from Carlton Pride. I know a couple of the boys from Carlton Pride. They're just lovely.
Yeah.
Did both of you have the experience that your clubs were immediately on board and supportive of your groups? Because that seems to me universally, every person we've spoken to from a Pride group has had great support from the club.
Carlton has been fantastic. You know, as soon as the group was formed, they've continued to support, and that support has continued to grow as the supporter group has grown.
And you've had the same experience?
Yeah, same.
Michelle?
Look, you have these stereotypes of what you assume a suburb should be or a footy club should be. And then we walked in going, oh, look, we don't know what they're going to actually respond to this. I mean, we're coming with LGBT stuff. We don't know really what their thoughts on this. And as soon as we came in, next thing you know, I'm shaking hands with the CEO. We're you know, holding up jumpers and having a laugh and having a coffee. And I'm going, okay, what's happening? Next thing you know, they're doing your logo. Here's a booth. Here's this. What else can we do for you? And you're overwhelmed going, I'm still trying to get my head around that you accepted this.
Yeah. And it seems to me that the clubs have used groups like yours as an opportunity for education within their clubs as well.
Absolutely. They really want to form a strong connection between the group and the club. It's great.
And the one thing I really want to make sure that is mentioned here is it's not a way to sort of pink wash or anything like that. Like, there's always the comments on Twitter and social media and all those areas that, oh, they're just pink washing. We're seeing behind the curtain. You know, I've gone into the secure spaces in the locker rooms, and I was doing education with some of the staff, and they're like keen. They want to know, how can we help? How can we help? How can we help? And that's what's most important.
I know, Michelle, you've done some education with the Bulldogs personally,
yes.
And you also hosted their media event. So you're the first trans woman to have ever done something like that.
Yeah.
You did such a great job. What was some of the, I guess, key things that you wanted to bring to the club through that?
Look, it's the club really want to understand. They want to know more. It's not the whole, we don't want to exclude, we accept it. We're past the acceptance part. It's like, how can we do better? What can we do? Even today for the game here, they're like, okay, how can we make it safer? And I said, okay, we'll go to Victoria Police and have GLOW officers. And immediately they're like, yes, who do we need to speak to? What do we need to do? And then next thing you know, I'm walking around today and there's GLOW officers, which are special officers who are actually trained in LGBT issues.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to them later in the broadcast as well.
How does it feel to both of you that it's your clubs that are here tonight playing in the Pride game? Of all the clubs it could have been, it's your two.
It's fantastic. It's just absolutely outstanding to go. It'll be a wonderful moment when they run out.
I was in the gymnasium last night helping make the banner for the event today. And I stood there and thinking back 4 years ago when I was too afraid to go to a game. And, you know, I myself in the early days of coming out, I felt ashamed coming out as transgender. Like I had the stereotypes against my own self.
Absolutely.
And to stand there and see, it wasn't the colors, it wasn't the crepe paper, it wasn't the plastic, it wasn't whatever. I saw the word pride and or proud and all that sitting there. And I had a moment of going, I went from being so ashamed to so proud now. And to see that there in front of me in that room, I started tearing up. I go, holy moly, look at what I've done. And look at what we've done as a group. And look what the club has done and what they've created.
And what society's moved to. It's just incredible.
Yeah, and I think we often aren't so great at stopping and celebrating how much progress we've made in a very short period of time. You think, you know, 4 or 5 years ago was the first ever Pride game. And now look how that's snowballed in just such a short amount of time, and the education that's gone on with the clubs and the AFL in that time. And what's also happened with the supporter groups is we've formed a AFL Pride Collective. So the 15 groups that are LGBTI supporter groups, we've come together and met with the AFL and helped. They've been asking us, well, how can we be more inclusive and how can we celebrate diversity? And that's also the power.
Well, one of the things with the Bulldogs as well was, because they do stuff out in Ballarat as well with the stadium out there, and they're like, okay, well, how can we make it more inclusive here? How about we look at all gender toilets? We'll just look at the toilets there. How can
is
we
there
make
all
it?
Gender toilets here tonight?
They're actually looking, I believe there is an all gender toilet here as well.
Yes,
they've
right.
started changing the signs, which is what we need.
Yeah,
and
fabulous.
I have seen one on this level.
But this is the space we need to work in the most. We've gotten past the marriage equality bit. We've gotten that over the hurdle. Right now, we need to get this space to align with that. And I think with the Pride Collectors, we're doing just that.
Mm. Fantastic.
Both of you spoke of experience where you felt uncomfortable coming to the football. There might be people at home tonight who are listening to us because, unfortunately, they felt uncomfortable about coming tonight. Would you recommend to them to get in touch with the Pride group at their club?
Absolutely. The Pride Collectives is a very safe space to come through, and you're made to feel very, very welcome. It's an outstanding avenue to come out.
Yeah,
it's
wonderful.
The mental health issues that we experience within the LGBT community don't come from just being gay, lesbian, bi, trans, and a partridge in a pear tree. It comes from actually the isolation from community, from family, from employment, from everything. And I think just getting out and actually becoming part of the community again is the first step to actually regaining your life.
Yeah.
And sport is a wonderful avenue.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing. Football clubs really do have the power to influence communities and bring social people together.
Oh, most
social
definitely.
Sort of thing. One thing I love that we often do, because I'm part of the Hawks Pride group.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we accept anyone except
and
the
I'm
Hawks.
Part of the Rainbow Crows too, if we're dropping names.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
putting it out there.
Yeah.
You can search for us on Facebook.
That's right.
But is that we often get together before games and go out for a drink, and
yeah.
then we'll all go and watch the game together. You know, there's that kind of social interaction. And sometimes we won't watch the game together depending on what's at stake, but it's at least nice to have a drink before
well,
and that kind of social
when it's activity. On the field it's war, but in the stadium together over a beer with family.
Yeah, that's right. I love it. Yeah, and I think some of the clubs, some of the groups like Rainbow Swans and that kind of those kind of groups, I think the Swans are actually marching in the Mardi Gras this year.
Oh wow.
Yep. So and the Rainbow Swans have had a big part of influencing their club in that way, and also helped inform their diversity action plan, where they've got literal objectives that they're trying to achieve to make their club more inclusive. So it's a really powerful thing that, that the supporter groups are doing. Can people, I think, Carlton, you've actually got membership, official memberships?
Yeah, there's official memberships, and you get a discount on joining the club if you haven't joined the club before. And, you know, it made us a tier one supporter group, and they're really trying very hard to give financial incentives for people to come and join. It's good.
Yeah. And you all have merch, which I'm a big fan of, rainbow merch, you know, your t-shirts.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, Michelle's got hers.
And she's wearing a Bulldog's pride thing proudly.
I know, I've secretly got a whole merch room at home. I like to collect it.
She does. She's got rainbow merch everywhere.
I do. Are the groups here tonight? Is there a presence from both of them?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Down over the hill there, you'll see both booths from Bulldog Pride and from Carlton. Yep. There's all of us doing different merch and different sign-up forms and everything.
So people can come and visit and join up.
Absolutely.
And allies are welcome too?
Oh, always.
Very much encouraged. We have allies on the committee as well.
Excellent.
Fabulous. All right. Well, and I think people can purchase some of the merch.
Definitely. Yeah, they're all there available. And on that ally point, if we don't have allies, then we don't have the wider support. And we need allies within our area. So we need to stop with the inclusiveness and actually bring everyone in.
Yep.
Beautiful. And obviously, I know the answer, but what's your tips for tonight?
I think Calvin's got preparing fairly good form.
You're confident?
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. What about you, Michelle? You reckon the dogs have got it in the bag?
Oh, our girls have it in the bag. They look great.
It's certainly going to be a good game, I would predict. Oh. But thanks so much for joining us on the Chicks Talking Footy AFLW broadcast.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.